5 Possible Explanations for the Concurrency in Dvaraka, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, the Lord immediately got up from his seat and invited Narada Muni to sit on his personal seat. The Lord again worshipped him with as much paraphernalia for reception as he had in the palace of Rukmini. After worshipping him properly, Lord Krishna acted as if he did not know what had happened in the palace of Rukmini. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 14.
1. A Magical Illusion.
You see these tricksters on television specials. They can make a rabbit appear out of a hat. They can saw a person in half. They extract a coin from behind the ear of a child. They do all sorts of fancy things, which are known to be magic. Perhaps Krishna did the same thing. That is why Narada was perplexed in his visit to Dvaraka. He knew the purpose of Narayana's advent, to deliver the world from the overburden of Asura life. No one knows Narayana better than Narada, and yet even he was bewildered. That Krishna is always playing such pranks on the people he loves.
2. Recorded images from a projector.
Maybe what Narada saw wasn't true. You can make real life appear on a designated space through something like a projector. Everything is pre-recorded. Perhaps Krishna had the various performances saved on film. This way, when Narada moved from palace to palace, there was something ready to show, so as to not give up the goose. Someone was operating the device in the background. They were in on the joke.
3. Lightning fast travel.
Perhaps Krishna simply sped from palace to palace. As soon as Narada departed from one place, the husband of Rukmini jumped into action. He maybe had underground tunnels available, which allowed quicker access to the other palaces. This way, Narada would never suspect a thing. What seemed impossible was merely expedited travel, taking the fast lane.
4. Narada hallucinating.
It could be that Narada simply did not remember. He went to one palace and saw Krishna with Rukmini. He went to another one and saw Krishna there with another queen, but maybe the first visit didn't actually happen. It could have been a dream. Maybe the visit was from a few days ago, and Narada couldn't keep things in proper order, due to old age. He is the son of Lord Brahma, after all.
5. Other people dressed as Krishna.
I have heard that Uddhava was known to look similar to Krishna. This was a cousin, and so maybe Uddhava was in on the joke. Maybe he was the one in the other palaces, pretending to be Krishna. In professional filmmaking, there are stunt doubles to act out the dangerous scenes. You have to look really closely to notice the difference. Maybe Narada wasn't paying attention to the finer details. It was a character swap that only the discerning eye could pick up.
The real explanation is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can accomplish anything. To explain in modern technology terms, he can spin up as many CPU cores as needed, at the exact moment the work has to be done. He is the original serverless application. There is no one to manage the health of the environment, to patch the operating system, to ensure sufficient drive space, or to provision enough memory for the applications that will be running. Krishna is not costly, either. Someone who has not a penny to their name can access Krishna. Simply thinking of him is enough to be by his side. There was the illiterate Brahmana from Chaitanya Leela Mahaprabhu who saw that the person simply held a Bhagavad Gita book and understood the meaning through the vision of Krishna helping his devotee by acting as charioteer. This amazing computing power is available to me through simply chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. God is equally available to you and countless others. It is not that the Supreme gets distracted when there are competing wishes or simultaneously arriving prayers. The experience for Narada in Dvaraka gives but a glimpse into the infinite potency of Bhagavan. He can be married to millions of princesses, if he so desires. He can accommodate visitors like Narada, Durvasa, Sudama, Vyasa and others. He is kindness personified, and so I will dedicate the rest of my life to remembering him, to serving him, and to sharing his glories with others. In closing, when Narada to palace is to go, possibly a magic show where Krishna suddenly to appear, after from home to disappear, maybe through tunnels to track, and at right time coming back, truth that unlimited potency holding, so miracles regularly unfolding.